Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Gwen Flamberg.
Oh, hello.
Travis Cronin.
Hey.
Sarah Huron.
Hi.
And I'm Brody Brown. We are here to give you another installment of the juiciest splits, couplings, feuds, and all that jazz this week.
From all that jazz.
Us Weekly's beautiful website and incredible magazine. Pick up the new issue today. But let's dive into it. First, let's start with our celebrity intentions. We skipped it last week. This is where we do a self-care practice, but not for ourselves, for celebrities, by telling them the thing we want them to continue doing, to start doing, to finish doing. Travis, kick it off.
I have a celebrity intention from Miss Cardi B.
Ooh.
She posted a lovely ass picture today from her character Diamond on the J-Lo movie Hustlers set. She said, watch out for Diamond. And if you look at her ass from 2014 and 2019, it is, you know, probably 25-35% larger.
Yes.
She's been pretty open that it's fat transfer, which is a healthy way to do Brazilian butt lift. But she had to cancel all these shows because of her mommy makeover. So I think she should chill on the body work. That's my intention.
And this is coming from Travis Cronin, who is positively obsessed and addicted to plastic surgery. So it's saying a lot.
I thought you were going to say Cardi B.
Well, I've never had plastic surgery, but I love a non-invasive procedure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Travis tries
I always say, I try everything that's a non-invasive procedure. But it's true. If I'm telling you to chill on the body work, like you really need to chill. I don't tell anybody to chill.
Yeah, that's true.
I love that you recognized her work.
I did recognize her work.
Yes.
And can appreciate her body, but also tell her, girl, you can pump the brakes.
Stop.
You looked great.
If you say your ass real, why the thighs don't match.
Yeah.
To quote her own song back against her, the thighs don't match.
Oh.
Sarah Huron.
My celebrity intention is for the producers of The Hill's New Beginning.
Ooh.
Because The Hill's New Beginnings, I believe, premieres in a week or two, and we have not seen any new footage besides Audrina saying, I don't know where to begin with Justin Bobby, and Stephanie Pratt like screaming at the camera, nonsense. And
Misha Parton says, oh wow.
Yeah, or something like that. The rest of these promos have all been old footage, which I love, but I've seen before, and it just makes me a little concerned that they have nothing. But like, The Hills was known for turning nothing into something for reality TV.
Yeah.
And it's a different ballgame now. But, like, I'm just really disappointed that I haven't gotten a promo that is, like, any juice.
I think those are fair concerns. We need to see at least a little teasing of drama. I mean, unfortunately, we're in a period now in reality TV. You can't fight each other or, like, punch each other without getting fired from the show, particularly on an MTV show. You can't do that on
2006 anymore.
You can't do that on Housewives.
Can't sexually assault anyone.
No, thank goodness you can't do that on camera anymore. But you definitely can't like punch someone or slap them. But
right, but you can call them a name.
Yeah, of course. They can be crying and screaming.
I can give you some suggestions.
Yeah, but that's disappointing. My celebrity attention is for Beyonce, who is very guarded and private. The twins have a birthday this week, and I want her to do an Instagram live and talk about the challenges of being a mom to twins.
Oh, wow. My God.
Keep dreaming.
Keep dreaming is true, but I want an unfiltered... the world would explode.
Yeah.
Like our phones would catch on fire and the
I'm
beehives.
I'm not sure that I've actually ever really seen clear pictures of Rumi and Sarah. Have you?
There's
two.
Yeah, she shared them. But
there's clear pictures, and then there's lots of side.
Right. But we've just not really heard a lot from Beyonce that's unguarded, unfiltered, and just... you know, off the cuff.
Documentary.
I mean, what would you call lemonade, Brody?
That was a very carefully, beautifully, perfectly produced and curated.
I would like to believe it was from the heart.
Yeah, I think it was from the heart.
Was.
It was from her heart and several other people's, but it was an incredible work. But I want something that's just like her, you know, maybe swearing or dropping a mic or eating something while she's talking to us. Something that is... stars are just like us. Gwen, who is your intention for?
Well, my celebrity intention is set for... Mr. Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Plot twist.
You know, he's all of a sudden back in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
I mean, every single day I see at least 6 to 8 posts about how Keanu Reeves is back and better than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, smoking hot, hotter than ever before. And, you know, he's like 54 or 56 or something like that in Toy Story 4, one of like the biggest films of the summer.
John Wick 3.
My intention is for this not to go to Keanu's head. for him to keep it real and to just, you know, calmly and quietly enjoy this and not go crazy.
You know what's so interesting? I was looking at an event coming up the other day and I was like, wow, what questions would we want our reporter to ask Keanu? Gwen, if you could ask Keanu a question, what would it be?
Do you still like to surf?
Oh.
Point Break is one of my favorite films.
That's very, I like it.
He's person. Also been wearing the same outfit for 2 or 3 decades.
Yeah.
Like a t-shirt black, and a blazer. Yeah,
he's
black
got a blazer. Uniform. There's nothing wrong with a fashion uniform, Travis. You have it's one. A, it's just a bit more bodacious.
And
a
his
bit?
Hair has been pretty much his hair has been pretty much the same wig for the last like
it's been the same
not
wig.
Really a wig, but it's been the same.
But he's worn like the same outfit for 3 decades. Yeah. I'd like to do a second intention that maybe a different color blazer.
Yes.
Not going to a bomber jacket.
A fuchsia jumpsuit.
A fuchsia
short. Shorts and
just
maybe
a bomber instead of a blazer would be cool. That'd
well, guys, if you would like to see the 15 hottest looks that Keanu has worn over the years, go to usmagazine.com/stylish.
I would like to see that.
Thank you for the plug.
I will be checking it out.
Let's dive into some news. The first one is Regal, and it's juicy. As people may have seen, there were tons of rumors in the UK tabs that came over stateside as well that William, one day king, but currently Prince William, had an affair and cheated on Kate, formerly known as Kate Middleton, now Princess Catherine.
Duchess.
She's not Princess
Sorry,
Catherine.
Sorry, Duchess Catherine.
She's Duchess
okay, thank
Catherine,
you. Wow, thank you
the
for
Duchess
keeping me.
Of
you.
Cambridge.
Yes, okay. Princess Catherine. That was just from my fan fiction of royal
wish.
Writing. Duchess Catherine. And this...
She, too, much like her sister-in-law, Meghan Markle, was a commoner at one time.
And that's
and therefore
love them.
She can't be a princess. She's a duchess.
Okay, okay. But she will one day be queen.
That's,
but queen.
That is goddamn right.
That's right, she will be, and she knows it, and so does Meghan Markle.
Oh.
But so obviously there was this rumor that he had an affair, and with Rose Hanbury, who's a marchioness, which what the hell is that?
I feel like we're all, I mean, the countess, the marchioness.
There's so
think
many
it's
titles.
Right under a countess.
So Luann de Lesseps is more important than this woman?
Yes.
Got
that's
it.
Horrifying.
Checks out. Checks out.
Well, she was remarried, so she's not a countess
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, but she just tried to change her Facebook name back to Countess Luann de Lesseps.
You
I'm
go.
Like, girl,
you go.
Get
Blue.
That branding.
It's a
very
Blue.
Obscure title, but it is a title nonetheless.
Okay.
And I would like to be Princess Gwensington of Gwensington.
Oh.
However, you know, we can't.
Well, we can if we dream. But our source told us that Kate finds the rumors hurtful, obviously, and hates the thought that one day her children, that's Charlotte, Louis, and George, will be able to read about them online. And that these rumors, this speculation turned out to be a good thing. Our insider said that it forced her and William to sit back and examine their relationship, which they realized they should have been doing more often. The speculation, our source said, didn't go down well with Kate. Well, duh, I can't imagine it would. But they are determined to pull through it and are doing a great job at getting their marriage back on track again. Travis, your thoughts?
It's so messy, messy. I don't want to comment on the rumors, but it's so sad just because of what happened to William and Harry with their mom.
Yeah, it seems very much more like a Prince Charles sort of thing than
Absolutely.
Anything that would have anything to do with William.
Absolutely. And it seems way more Prince Charles, and I think that's what's so hurtful about it.
Yeah.
Sarah?
As someone who has watched Lifetime's William and Kate many a time and cried and, you know, really just looks up to Will and Kate as important people in my life.
More so than your parents, Sarah.
I mean, Bob and Deb are great too, but they don't have a Hallmark movie.
And they aren't royals as far as we know.
No, no. Royals of Naples, Florida. No, I was devastated by this. I don't know what to believe. I'm hoping it's not true, so I'm going to go with it. And I hope they get back on track. And I hope that, you know, life goes on. They have a fourth baby, but I'm, you know, pretty devastated by the accusations.
Well, our cover this week explores Kate's world and how she responded to it, so check it out. But let's move on to another princess, a pop princess, Britney Spears. How you doing? Because she
not
is
not well, bitch.
She's living her best life. There's an Instagram post every day. There's an IG story. Mm-hmm. There are the clever, creative, playful captions. And
she just got new extensions and hair.
She did.
So
she
what should I do today? And go shopping?
Maybe go shopping. But you know, she just got back from a whirlwind trip to Miami.
She looked okay in the bikini.
She did, but she was very mad. So she went down there with her boyfriend, Sam, her very hot boyfriend, Sam.
Oh, my God.
Our source told us that they wanted to have fun in the sun. She loves being on the beach. So she was really excited to go on vacation with Sam and just get away for after a stressful few months. Our source said that she had the time of her life goofing off, relaxing on the yacht, going swimming. She was nervous about the jet ski. She was photographed on the jet skis, and that's where Brittany got where pissed.
Turn.
Because she was like, I have a conspiracy theory that the paparazzi alter photos, because she feels that the pictures that she was, you know, captured in,
yeah,
they added some weight to her, because she was doing these videos and these pictures where she's showing that she's skinny as a needle.
Skinny as a needle.
Yeah. That was her
A new
her
term
words.
For all of us to use.
But also relatable, because she, you know, wants to look good in photos like anyone. But
it was
curious that she thinks, yeah, she said it was the angle, which everyone knows anything about angling. Like, it definitely cannot be flattering.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're moving, she was getting on and off a jet ski. Like, that's not necessarily the greatest pose for
right.
any of us.
It also sure. breaks down, like, the fourth or third wall? One of the walls where fourth. You're talking about the paparazzi and what they're doing against you.
Right.
Because sometimes celebs will say, oh, the paps were chasing me or got me at an while I'm eating a sandwich. But she's accusing them of altering the photos and making her look bigger than she is.
I think Brittany is doing everything she can to take back this narrative of that anyone has control over her or is out to get her or... is not like that she doesn't have a say. Like, people were accusing her of not running her own Instagram. People were accusing her of all these things that she, you know, was trying to fight back. So I think this is just an example of one of those things. And I don't know if the photos were altered. I thought she looked great, but I think it's just another example of her trying to like take back the narrative. So who like even knows, but she's just trying to like prove that like, don't mess with me.
Right. And our source said that Jamie, her dad, decided to give Brittany full access to her social media accounts. And that she's always had
that
some
is
input.
Clear.
That is very clear.
Yeah, I feel like it's so obvious she runs her own Instagram. So I was so confused by the people
for
that
for a long time.
In.
Well,
yeah, even if she had a PR team and she sent them some of those videos, I don't think they would have posted them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a PR team. I think
or like anyone,
so what we
whatever,
heard is that there
assistant.
Were other people that were involved with it, but she, you know, she is this place in her life. She wants a conservatorship over, and she wants to continue showcasing her best life and her authentic thoughts on Instagram. It'll be very interesting to see.
I thought you were going to say her authentic thighs.
She's in good shape.
She's in great shape.
She's always working out.
No,
I mean,
totally.
I don't know what she's eating.
But you know, she's THICC. She's a little thick.
She's got a body.
Which
she's,
is hot.
She's
a dancer.
She's got a dancer's body,
yeah,
an athlete's
she's
body.
Got a
exactly.
Butt looks so good.
Always.
Yeah, because she's a dancer.
Where her leg was up in the air. I was like, damn, look at
lifelong
that
dancer.
Her ass has always been incredible.
Bam, chicka, bam, bam.
Yeah, and she's got some chest too.
Mm-hmm.
Just that we all it. Saw in, what was that, Slave video.
Yes.
All
anyhow, she just, wants us to...
No, that was Toxic.
That's a new remix coming soon.
Anyhow, we will see in the legal courts how the conservatorship shakes out. Will she be freed? Our source said that if
seems
that's what the
like
court
it.
Recognizes, if the court wants her freed, that Jamie will go along with it, but we shall see.
Seems
hashtag
like
free
it.
Britney.
Yeah.
Guys,
maybe
every week.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yes.
Is this one like at all possible for us to figure out?
Yeah, so last week you guys were stumped, embarrassingly so, by Wiz Khalifa.
It was so hard.
Literally
come on.
Didn't have
your celebrities.
Could have been any guy ever.
This week, we are going to do another 25 Things You Don't Know About Me list. This one is taken from a December 2014 issue, Courtney's Had Enough Last Chance. It's about Courtney and Scott. Well, she gave him like several chances.
That's when he was in the Trump Soho with all those hookers and the pictures came out.
Oh,
we
allegedly.
Put those in the magazine.
Yeah, oh, no, not
it was
allegedly.
Pretty good, a legend. And I talked to those hookers.
So we are going to do a 25 Things You Don't Know About Me list. You are going to guess who it is. And starting with 1, I know how to jump rope like a pro.
Oh.
2, I don't like it when people take photos of me with a camera phone from across the room.
Brittany!
I'd much rather they ask. P.S. Turn off your flash and volume before you try to be sneaky.
This is an annoying person.
Anna Kendrick.
Hilary Duff.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, you're on a good one. Hold on. 3, I love wearing my godfather's wedding ring on a chain as a necklace.
Who has a famous godfather?
4, I can't get on a plane without my own big bottle of water. 5, I prefer to lie on the floor whenever I'm creating or writing. It's my happy place. 6, I love to vacuum and do laundry. 7,
Christina Aguilera.
No, ooh, good guess. One. 7, one of my favorite things that my husband ever did for me was leave a beautifully heartfelt letter on my bathroom mirror on Christmas morning. 8, I'd rather text than talk on the phone. 9, I used to hate getting fresh flowers because I didn't like to watch them die. I'm over that now. 10, I'm obsessed with creating sayings for t-shirts. I guess it's just another form of expression for me. 11, I pay attention to numbers. I see 11, 11, 111, 222.
Bethany Frankel.
333. No, good guess. 444 and 555 almost daily.
What?
12. I have to hold my nose when I go underwater. I never quite got that one down. 13. I love reading psychology and self-help books. 14. I'm obsessed with my husband's butt. 15.
Kelly Ripa.
No, good guess though. 15.
You said that for everyone. We've had singers, reality stars, that you're all over 15. The place.
The blonde women is the only theme.
15. After reading The Dude and The Zen Master, I have a major crush on Jeff Bridges. 16. I don't like bright lights. I keep most of the lights off in my house and use candles.
Marissa Tomei.
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Guess.
No. 17. I've been in 3 tornadoes. 18. I'm completely fascinated by the weather.
Miranda Lambert.
No, good guess though.
Gwen Stefani.
No, another good guess. 19.
Carrie Underwood.
No, good guess though too.
If any of us ever get this right, fireworks are going to go off.
Yeah, they are. 19,
you have a confetti cannon right.
19. I'd play softball daily if I
Kelly could. Clarkson.
No. 20. I carry B12 shots with me when I travel.
Madonna.
21. I'm obsessed with my slow cooker. 22.
Trisha Yearwood.
No.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You guys are actually kind of close. It's
a country singer. It's a country singer.
22. Yeah.
Shania Twain.
No. 22. I like
Faith Hill.
I like no. 22. I like the number 13 in Black Cats.
Taylor Swift.
I see them as lucky now instead of a curse. 23. I skipped 2 grades and started high school at age 12. Wow.
Loser.
I thought it was impressive. 24. I had to change my engagement ring setting because I kept bending the metal while banging my hand on my microphone. 25. I'm a recovering perfectionist.
Wow. Okay, wait.
Maren Morris.
No.
The chick from Lady Antebellum.
You guys are gonna
Stevie Nicks.
So, that's what
so
I was thinking.
You know who it is.
Hillary.
No.
Jessica Simpson.
No. Ready?
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes.
We were really close.
You guys were so close. You did a really good job this week, way better than last week, of getting really close to it. But she didn't give just enough you could guess it. It was a kind of generic.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wow, that was a good one.
Good try, guys. Okay, let's move on to some other singers. The feud is don't you team writer. The feud is over. The feud that
I mean few. You guys, the world is right again.
The feud that keeps people up at night.
Sarah, I was kinda here for the feud.
Sarah, what happened? Tell us all about it then.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have hated each other forever because Katy Perry allegedly stole one of Taylor Swift's backup dancers.
All of them.
Stupid.
Every single one of them, actually.
And a few years ago, actually, I think, or last year, Katy tried to end the feud by sending Taylor an olive branch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Both literally and figuratively when she was starting her Reputation tour. And she said, this means so much to me, but they still were never, like, seen together.
And Taylor posted that on her Instagram stories. That's how you know it's real. And
right.
You also know that, like, they couldn't have this, like, you know, texting thing. It was, like, a moment that they shared with the world, which I appreciate.
But they
I
were
like
still
when Taylor
never,
opens
like,
up.
To scene together or like any interaction after that. So like it was still kind of like, all right, right, maybe whatever. But now the feud is officially over because these two pop stars baked cookies together and that's all it takes apparently.
Well, did they
Katy
bake
Perry
them
apologized.
Together?
So
did they bake them together?
Okay, the conspiracy theories on Twitter, on the Swifty Twitter
verse, sent them.
Is that they were in her kitchen, Taylor's kitchen. They, like, recognized the kitchen together.
I recognize that kitchen.
But we don't know
kitchen.
For sure if they were together. But also because it had the frosting of, like,
pizza.
And I don't think you could write that on a thing and get it over there. Like,
I think Taylor baked those cookies, wrote it, and took a picture, like,
and was like,
symbol.
Want these, bitch? And then sent
Come
her the
over.
Picture.
So yeah. She sent her the cookies, like, through a photo?
Sprinkled them with poison and then sent
yeah.
No,
them
I think they made them together.
Them.
Oh, interesting. Do you think the name of a duet they're doing together is called Peace at Last
really
and they're going to release
that.
It around Christmas?
Mm. Oh my God.
It'll
Ooh.
Be like the
I'd love
war
a new
is over.
Christmas song.
I know. Peace
Merry,
at last,
Merry Christmas.
Peace. Hopefully not anything like that.
Bernie and I did carpool karaoke yesterday, if you can't tell.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. It's a little unfortunate the feud is over.
I don't know. It felt like a Well, real one.
We don't have a lot of feuds in 2019 between
We really don't. There's not so much beef.
Well, because when you have beef
Everything's
now,
going vegan.
Now you have chocolate chip cookies.
It's impossible beef, you know?
It's an impossible burger.
Also, people are worried about, like, fighting with each other because then it's seen as bullying. And then so people, I think, are a little bit more sensitive about public feuds. So
I mean,
this was
Taylor's
a good
like
one.
Taylor's, like, all on her, like... she's a good girl now, so.
She is a good girl.
Glitter and rainbows.
But there's still active beef between her and the Kim Kanye situation.
But there should be beef between these two because Katy Perry's new song is actually so much better than Taylor Swift's.
What? Wrong.
For like the first time ever.
Wrong.
Oh my God, me is such a bad song.
No.
Sorry.
Two against one.
And,
Gwen,
do you have any opinions here?
I mean, sorry.
Never Really Over is a bop.
No.
Never Really Over is a bop, and me is horrible.
It sounds, it's not right.
I don't
it's completely
like it
wrong.
At all.
No, I like 365 more than the
which
one with
365?
Her and the one with her and Zed. Before this one.
No one cares about that.
One cares about Never Say.
That's not true.
No, it's not.
Never Really Over. It's literally a jam.
Okay.
We should check email Spotify and check the charts.
That Me song is just not good.
I listen to bossa nova versions of classic rock songs.
Oh my gosh, okay. Well, then there's that. But yes, this is the sad end of this. But there was also the other move where Taylor had put Never Really Over on her Apple Music playlist in May, so people were freaking out.
See, she even knows it's good.
No, you're saying that her song is wrong, so don't even try it. But let's move on to some Housewives chit-chat.
Oh,
yes.
People were freaking out because they thought Kathy Hilton was going to join Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because there was this photo on Instagram that Bruce Bozzi had taken. It was a picture
of Andy Cohen's best friend.
Of Andy Cohen and Kathy at a restaurant, and Bruce wrote in the caption, "Sign on the dotted line, a true diamond in Beverly Hills." So everyone thought this meant that Kathy Hilton was going to replace Lisa Vanderpump.
He knew what he was doing.
Of course he did. Travis, would you be here for it with Kathy Hilton on
Absolutely.
The show?
Absolutely. She should have been on years ago.
I think it would be actually a lot of fun. And then maybe like Paris could come on and Conrad. And it would be a lot of fun. I think it would be a different dimension. And especially since Kyle Richards' other sister, Kim, had been on the show.
Yes.
To disaster. You know, I just think this could be a whole other angle that like it brings. I actually, full disclosure, guys, listeners, sorry. I had fallen off the Beverly Hills wagon, but if Kathy Hilton came on, it would bring me back.
Mm-hmm. Denise Richards,
because I used
Kathy
to watch
Hilton.
Back in the day.
Yes.
That'd be some
of
money.
Kim, and it would just, I think it would like pull a lot of people back in. I think it would be cool.
Here's my question. Why did you get turned off of Real House of Beverly Hills?
I just got bored with it.
Because so many people,
Pantygate
last
wasn't
season
doing it
to
for
me
you?
was boring, but this season, the ratings have gone up.
This season's better.
Which, really?
Yeah.
Not too much Puppygate drama for
you? No, I kind of like it. And I think they're doing a little bit, they're not breaking the fourth wall because they never do on Housewives, but they're doing it a little bit, being like, she's not showing up, like she whatever, like it's because, and then the role that Us Weekly has played in all of this and covering it so closely, and I mean, all of our reporting was like pretty spot on about like what happened.
Of course it was.
And I don't know, I'm into it. I would have been more into it if I knew Lisa was going to be at the reunion so we could like talk about this, but I just thought it was funny that Kyle, on Watch Happens Live, when they talked about this, like pretended she was like so down for Kathy to come on, which like she has to say because they're all in a good place right now. But Kim and Kathy would team up on Kyle in two seconds.
Incredible.
There would be family things exploding. They would all hate each other again.
And
it would
that's,
be
iconic. That's why it needs to happen.
Right.
Because right now
we need real ties. You need to like have depth about these people. That's why New York is so good because they all actually like have known each other for years, even if they're not family. I know
the
ratings aren't good,
not watching,
but I like
so
it.
Because there needs
to be stakes, whether that's family or genuine friends that have known each other for a decade. There just needs to be something like
and that's
on
what
the line.
Made Jersey so good in the beginning. Yep, when you had the
family
connection. And people loved when Kyle and Kim were fighting or getting along. Remember when they called Brandy a slut pig? You saw the sisters teamed up together.
Right.
But when they were fighting in the limo or
after
fighting in the house.
After she did crystal meth in the bathroom.
Allegedly.
And
her Brandy Glanville.
It makes it more
Brandy's
real.
Crutches.
Yes, the stakes are higher.
Right.
And as you noted, Kathy Hilton has Paris Hilton. She has Nikki Hilton. She has bad boy Conrad Hilton. She has Rick, who we don't really know anything about. But if we saw any tension between Kathy and Kyle, Kyle is like the queen right now because LVP is gone. So you need, when there's someone who's at the top, they need a little knock.
All they need is Dorit or someone to be like, so that American Woman show that got canceled, how'd you feel about that, Kathy?
Yes.
And bam.
Oh, yeah.
And bring hire
back,
me, Bravo.
Bring back Kathy and Kim and Brandy,
oh,
and
my
you will
God.
Change the chemistry of that show in a way that's desperately needed.
That'd be great. They've also been doing a lot of like shows of like lap and luxury this season, which I think people really gravitate towards. And the Beverly Hills have been bringing it in terms of like wealth expression.
Yes.
And we get some hotel heiress or
and they got Teddy to like fix up her style because she dresses like shit. All told her that.
People really don't like Teddy on
her.
Social media, but I like her a lot too. I find her very
Not
genuine.
Just because she was nice to us.
What did she bring to the show?
She's not afraid to, like...
John Mellencamp?
That.
References. She still doesn't bring him
no,
up.
Teddy's one of the only people who, like, starts drama, honestly. That,
to
like,
put her nose in things that don't have anything
right,
to do with
but
her.
But you gotta do that. If Lisa Rinna is gonna take a back seat and not do anything, someone has to ask the question no one wants to hear.
Well, know. Speaking of ladies, Travis and I are now going to take you through... Well, we're about to take you through a whirlwind list to celebrate Pride. This week, Us Weekly broke the news that Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne are now living together. Our source told us that Ashley has moved into Cara's house in LA. So cute. We love them. We've heard from our source that they're in a very happy, healthy relationship. So to celebrate Pride Month, I mean,
they also did the cutest thing where she rented out the Museum of Natural History in London for their date.
Oh, that's so
Cara Delevingne rented out the entire museum for that night, and they got a bed set up in the middle of
it. She's a hellraiser, that one. I love her.
Oh, my
her.
God. That's
she's,
incredible.
I love her, too. I think she's, like, so chic and tough. She's had, like, such public interviews where she's like, I'm not playing like that.
Yeah.
And I love that.
She's unapologetically herself,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and really I think cool. I imagine that really attracted Ashley Benson, who had never been in a relationship that we had known of with a woman before. Mm-hmm. So don't call them lesbians. I mean, maybe 1997 we could call a woman and a woman a relationship lesbians, but now we're careful about labels. So.
Right.
Although, so lesbians.
Richard Madden, call me.
Yeah. So,
he's, sorry.
He's not a lesbian.
Confirmed.
That we know of.
But, yeah, so now Travis and I are going to tell you 10 other couples that we are really loving.
Yes.
Lady on lady couples over the last years. Again, don't call them lesbians. Our favorite 10 couples. Travis, you tell us first. Give us the first one.
Oh, my God. I think the best one, just in terms of how interesting they are, Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor. They were started dating in 2015, which I can't believe it's been 4 years already. There's a 32-year age difference between Holland and Holland, who is 32 years older than Sarah Paulson, slid into her DMs to ask her out.
Yeah, they met. It was like That's a Martha Plimpton PSA. Flex. And then they started following each other on Twitter, and then... Bam, she got in those DMs, because that's how you do it.
And Sarah Paulson, I just think, is like the most funny, amazing person in the world. And
I love her all the time. Our next coupling would be Angelina Jolie and Jenny Shimizu. They met in 1996. They were on a movie set. Angelina said she fell in love with her the first second she saw her. And then they were like hooking up when Angelina was married to John, like someone else too, to a man. It was like
this was before my time.
Oh, this was before your time.
I mean,
this
was like alive, but barely.
Yeah, you were like not really conscious of like lesbians and what they were at the time.
At two, I which wasn't aware. Shame on me.
And then we have on our list Portia and Ellen.
I mean, I feel like they're like the ultimate, right?
They're the A-list.
Yeah, they're like
the richest.
Queen
they're
like
the richest with the most ratings.
I once saw them in a bathroom. It was at the Clive Davis party at the Beverly Hilton.
Yeah.
And one, I want to say it was Portia that like picked something out of Ellen's teeth, or vice versa. It was like the cutest, sweetest thing ever.
You know what I like?
They're
about
like
them?
The real deal, and I love them.
They're so normal like that, and I think it's exciting because it's not like lesbians are so different. They're just like regular people. When we talked to Portia,
they're just like us.
Exactly. When we talked to Portia at an event last year, she said it was interesting when they were subject to divorce rumors in. Like tabloids, because she said that then that was when they really knew that the perceptions had changed. She was like, she told us, I'm not kidding. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's when that started happening. I thought, now we're finally accepted. Same shit as every celebrity couple.
I kind of love that. It's kind of poetic.
And then she also was subject to, you know, divorce rumors and pregnancy rumors and not pregnancy rumors. So she was like, that really means there's acceptance for us. And I really appreciate that. Travis, who's next on our list?
My favorite celebrity couple in the world, who is not really together anymore, but Tessa Thompson and Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
I just think that they are so cool. Right. I'm such a fan of both of their work, their art. I think they look so sexy together.
Hot.
They're so hot together and just cool ass bitches. And, you know, they haven't really said that we're dating.
No, they haven't. They've been super cryptic about it, and they've worked together.
Overly cryptic.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you know, they're not saying it out loud. That, you know, the person is smart, the people is dumb. Like, the people have to be told we are lesbians in a relationship straight out, like, on the cover of Us Weekly. Yeah. But, you know, they did, like, a magazine cover shoot, and they're like, we're so close. We vibrate on the same frequency. You know, if people want to speculate about what we are, which I do, it doesn't bother me. So thank you. They were lesbian lovers.
They were lesbian lovers at the time they were together in bed.
They were acting as lesbian lovers.
Okay, they were acting as lesbian lovers. Fine. Moving on, Lindsay Lohan, Samantha Ronson.
This is
maybe my favorite, one of the messiest girl-on-girl relationships we saw spill out. They dated 2008. Lindsay was like more blonde than ever then. And then when they broke up in April 2009, after a rehab stint, Lindsay moved in right next to Sam Ronson, which is like so messed up. And eventually Sam had to change the locks because that's safe to do when you have an ex like Lindsay Lohan.
And then she dated Aaron Foster, right? Samantha Ronson?
Yeah. Did she?
She did.
But then like Lindsay and Sam used to fight on Twitter and have like crazy accusations about each other. And like Sam would like talk about Lindsay doing drugs. One tweet she wrote was like, if you're going to be an idiot and do coke, do it outside the bathroom. Some of us actually use them to pee in. So it was really messy. Travis, why did you put Sarah Gilbert and Linda Perry on this list?
You know, I put Linda Perry as a fun 90s. There were sort of 90s throwback lesbian couple that I feel like a lot of people forget.
Right.
And if you're growing
still
up
together.
They're still together. Oh,
wait, I don't remember when they got together, but they've been together for a long time. They have kids and all that jazz.
Like 10 plus years?
Maybe. A while.
Maybe 7 years.
Yeah.
But it was just so cool. I just love Lindy Perry, Four Non-Blondes, like iconic 90s supergroup, Sarah Gilbert on Roseanne, and they're still together. It's just cute.
I also loved Ellen DeGeneres. We also loved Ellen DeGeneres with Anne Heche. Ellen.
Sarah Heron's too young for that.
Yeah. But. Do you even know who Anne Heche is?
No.
Wow. Sarah.
She's a Lifetime
really
movie.
Go
then.
To your room. Ellen. Ellen
just a Lifetime movie, them.
Yeah.
Ellen I love Lifetime, though.
Well, clearly you don't. Ellen came out in 1997, in April that year, and then that year she was paired with Anne Heche. People were listed together, but they broke up in 2000. Then hours after they split, Anne was hospitalized because she was found in, like, Southern California. She was confused, and she walked into a guy's home, and she was talking about God and said she was going to take everyone to heaven with her on a spaceship, and everyone was really worried about her mental health. But years later, she said she was on ecstasy.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that how you celebrate your breakup from Ellen for a little walk in the desert?
You know, that's just how good Ellen is.
Okay.
Psychosis.
We've got just a couple of couples left. Travis, who is your other favorite lady on Lady Love?
Oh, God, it's so funny. Susie Orman and her unnamed wife.
Kathy Travis? That's her name. They were married in 2010.
Kathy Travis.
I looked it up for you.
I think I should remember that.
Why did you love them?
I always forget that Susie Orman's a lesbian, and she's so, like, the top of her field. Like, if anyone needs financial advice, she's the one person to call. She's
but
the top of her field.
Wouldn't that remind you that she's a lesbian?
You know, you think it would, but it doesn't. And I always forget why her and her wife, whose name is Kathy Travis, are very happy together.
Do you like that I did the research for you on that?
Yeah, thank you.
Whitney Houston.
I didn't think she needed a name.
Whitney Houston and Robin Crawford were next on my list because before there was Bobby Brown, there was Robin Crawford. Mm-hmm. And Whitney moved out of her mom's
house.
Even
during.
Yes.
During Bobby Brown, there was
little
Robin.
Robin was the maid of honor at Whitney and Bobby's wedding. And then, you know, Robin and Bobby didn't really see eye to eye because, you know, you've got the ex-girlfriend and the current husband. So then she was out of the picture. But no, that was like a relationship that we're just hearing more about. And then our final couple.
I love this one.
Samara Wiley and Lauren Morelli. They got married very recently. They got married in 2017.
Well, she also did My Favorite Thing is when she stole her from her current wife. Well, they were on a TV show.
Current
it's
husband.
Like Ben McKenzie and Laura or Morena. What's her last name?
Morena Baccarin and Gotham. Yeah.
Yes.
I love couplings when actors are working together and they're married to someone else and they get with someone else. But
me too.
Yeah, Lauren
Carrie
was
Russell.
Lauren was married
and you
to
can
him.
See
yes.
the chemistry.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Carrie Russell.
Unfolding
too.
Before your very eyes.
Sizzling. My favorite.
Kind of like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes, the most iconic version
of that. Lauren was married to a man, and then she was writing scenes for Samara's character on Orange is the New Black, and then they got together. Let's move on to someone who maybe should dabble in lesbianism.
Yes, I've been thinking that for years.
Stop talking about me, guys.
Oh, well, you should definitely be. If you haven't already, you should be in the thick of it. But Khloe Kardashian, she is still tangled up in Tristan Thompson drama. What is going on here, Sarah Heron?
Nothing good.
So new court docs were discovered. They're actually from November, I think, but they were just like released to the public.
Yes.
From Jordan Craig, his baby mama, first baby mama, saying that she had pregnancy complications after, she never named Khloe in the docs, but she said a couple months after she found out she was pregnant, Tristan and her broke up and she moved on, or he moved on. We don't know if they were really broken up. And he was spotted with someone else and paparazzis were taking photos of them and there was a lot of photos. And obviously we know that August 2016 was when Khloe and Tristan were first spotted together and dating. So it's pretty obvious it's her. And she said that The everyday, several articles were published mocking my new unfortunate reality. My pregnancy would now become one of the most popular gossip headlines due to the woman Tristan was dating.
Well, the thing is, Jordan said that they had not officially split. And right. that's the crazy thing. She said she was still with Tristan and she had asked him about like, oh, are you seeing this woman? And he was like, no, no, not at all. I don't even know her. And then all of a sudden there are paps on the lawn and she's like, oh my God, this is a real thing. And then Chloe took to her Instagram stories and she was like, I'm disappointed that I even need to post this. I need to say my truth. My truth is I met Tristan because he chose to go on a blind date with me. A mutual friend set us up, and then she said that they went on some dates. He told her that he had an ex that was pregnant, and she was reluctant about it. But then he had her talk with all these people in her inner circle, including lawyers, and they all swore to him that the relationship was over, his best friends, his business associates. And she said, if for any reason this is not, in fact, the truth, I am so completely and utterly sorry that Tristan in his inner circle would lie on something like this. And she's
not Tristan.
No woman deserves to go
Tristan
through anything
third
like this.
Trimester Thompson,
my truth. My favorite cheating
celebrity
and lying.
Nickname at the moment.
He is honestly like when it comes
he's
to
dirt,
but I mean, apparently he was kind of being a little bit of a deadbeat because he was not giving Jordan the child support she felt she deserved. They came to settlement in May, but yet another reason that men are trash.
Get out of here, buddy. Well,
third trimester Thompson.
Come on, it's so bad.
Your Prince William on.
Anyhow.
Don't even.
Thank you for joining us for another delicious chapter of our Hot Hollywood podcast. We'll be here again next week. If you have any comments, questions, if there are things we haven't talked about you want us to talk about, leave us a note, subscribe.
Follow
like
me on Instagram at Sarah Heron.
Calm down, Sarah Heron.
H-E-A-R-O-N.
She wants to sell fat fun tea and sugar bear haircut.
And I'm, the dream.
And I'm at Mr. Brody Brown. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to shoot us a picture of you listening to our beautiful podcast?
Please do post that.
Or crying because we're moving you to tears and pain. But join us again here next week here on the Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'll talk to you.
Bye.